Tonight, let's begin talking about, we talked about we walk in love, but tonight we are led by the Holy Spirit. So Romans chapter 8 with me, please. Now, the 8th chapter of Romans is pretty well the gospel. I like to call this the gospel according to Paul, because he said, this is my gospel. I'm of the opinion that the reason that his writings are so eloquent and they're... He's the educated one. Now, he's of the tribe of Benjamin. And sat at the feet of Gamaliel. At the same time, he was a Roman citizen. I mean, this is God just handpicked this man. Turned him around and changed his name. His name was Saul of Tarsus. Covenant name change. Isn't that good? So now, 14th verse, 12th verse, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Back up here now. I want to show you something right here at the beginning of this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. Or you can put it like this, who walk not after the 5 physical senses, but after the Spirit. No, after the Word. Because the Spirit wrote it. The 5 physical senses versus the Word. Were the only word they had back there then was the first covenant. He didn't realize he's writing the New Testament. He's just writing letters. So, now come on over here. Now, I want you to look at that. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, come on back over here now. For if we live after the 5 physical senses, you will die. But if you through the Spirit or through the Word and the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, excuse me, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we also may be glorified together. Now think about that. Now, being led of the Spirit. All right, now, turn with me to 1 Corinthians. Yes, I will, Lord. I hadn't planned to do this, but I'm yours to command. I want to look at this 11th chapter here because... I take communion a lot. And when I'm at home there and I go into my study and I just take some matzo bread and some grape juice and I turn to this scripture right here in the 11th chapter. And for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And he began to teach them then. Now, here's verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. What does that mean? You go in and receive communion, and you've been bad-mouthing other people, and that's the Lord's body. Whomever it is, it's the Lord's body. We don't need to be doing that anytime. And, you know, have a fuss about somebody on the way to church and then take communion. Oh, yeah. But now, Lord, I want you to notice this. This is what came up in my spirit. Well, this is all part of it. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, not condemn ourselves, judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, or corrected, that we should not be condemned with the world. Judge yourself. Judge yourself. Now, judgment's good. Judgment is good. Because it is a correction. But judging yourself saves you a lot of pain. There is a judging of people that 99% of the Christians don't realize they are in judgment. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if I had been pastor, I wouldn't have done that.
Come on, sleep on
it. Well, come on, dimwit. If you was pastor, that's what you would have done. It's a lack of understanding and ignorance of it. You just judged that person. And you just set the bar for yourself. And the devil will see to it that you have a chance. Oh, I'd never do that. Really? That's judgment. So you just don't do that. So now, here we are. I wanted you to see that about judging ourselves. Now let's go over here to the 12th chapter. We're still talking about being led of the Spirit, and now we're going to see manifestations of the Spirit. Chapter 12, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away under these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. Now, there was junk like that going on. These people, when you were Gentiles, they were idol worshipers. And they would stand up and scream at one another across the whole congregation, just wild, you know, as a bunch of goats, and just scream at one another. And so he had to straighten a lot of that out. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. The ministration of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another by the same Spirit the gifts of healings, gifts of healings, plural, by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and the self-same Spirit dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by the Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now, isn't that interesting? And, wait a minute. Let's see. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. Now, I'm going to look over here in the book of Hebrews, in that sixth chapter. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the dead works, but faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms. There's baptism in water, baptism in the Holy Spirit, and we just read one. Being baptized into the body of Christ. We were immersed into the body of Christ. I don't know. I just have it in my spirit. I helped somebody with that right then. And that's one of them. So, and it's a good thing to know that he wrote that. So now, we'll go back over here to 1 Corinthians. Now, I want to talk to you. All these work that one and self-same Spirit dividing to every man severally as he will. For the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not the body, is it therefore not the body? If the whole body was an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. I'm going to go back to that 13th chapter. Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have not love, I'm come as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I'm nothing. Come over here to the 14th chapter. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. He that speaks in an unknown tongue, unknown is always italicized, speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. He that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies or builds himself up. He that prophesies edifies or builds up the church. So this is where you build yourself up. Makes your spirit strong. So I said, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive. I'm gonna pray in tongues all the way back to Tulsa. All the way back. And I did. And I thought, and I said it. If I'm edified, I can't tell it. Just have a dry throat. And I was tired. Got in, and Gloria said, Tommy Tyson is speaking tonight in so-and-so's prayer group. Do you want to go? Oh, I was tired. I thought, yeah, it's Tommy Tyson. Let's go. So I changed clothes, and we went over there. This woman, large living room, and a lot of chairs and so forth in there. So we got there, and we just sat around right there in two chairs, and Tommy was about this far away, and he's just teaching away. And he said, now, anyone that needs healing, if you would just raise your hand, and someone around you will lay hands on you. There was a woman right behind Gloria and me. She was sitting there. She raised her hand. And so then everyone stood up. She had her hand up. So I just turned around there. And when I laid hands on her, I'm telling you, fire came out of my hand. Knocked her down back in her chair. I was edified. My spirit was built up. Fire came out of my hand. Knocked her back into that seat. Totally healed when she got up. Amen. Praise God. That's how I learned all this stuff. Well, these are manifestations of the Spirit.
Yes.
And people get all hung up and messed up about, well, it's passed away and all of that. And, well, tongues have passed away. No, they haven't. Not understanding. Well, the apostle put it like this. Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Do all speak with tongues? He was talking about the ministry gift of tongues.
Right.
Well, now see there. I don't have it. Well, prophecy will pass away. Yes, it will. Tongues will pass away. Well, see there, it's passed away. Just casual glance at the Bible. Foul up. The devil's used it to mess up things. Because he is the fowler.
You know.
But if you do a careful study of these things, then you find out that these manifestations are to profit the body of Christ. Jesus is the gift to the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The Holy Spirit is the gift to the church. It's a gift. He is a gift. Jesus said, it's more expedient that I leave because I'm going to send him back. Another comforter. I will not leave you comfortless. The cross reference says, as orphans. Oh, I will not leave you like this. Because the Father within me does the work. Praise God. And people say, did Jesus speak in tongues? Well, he didn't need to speak in tongues. But now, wait a minute. At the tomb of Lazarus, he groaned in the spirit and he said, I know you always hear me. He was interceding and groaning in the spirit before he said anything. He waited 4 days. Would you like to know why? The Jewish people believe that the Spirit lingers for 4 days and then leaves. So he put an end to that. He just waited. Praise God. In the Garden of Gethsemane, they came up. And you know the story. And he said, I am he. And knocked those guys down.
Yeah. Come on.
All of a sudden, a young man in a cloth just ran off naked. Somebody said, that was Mark. No, it was not. Study it out. It's the cloth was grave clothes. They brought that young man in there to bury him. It was the Garden of Gethsemane. It's cemetery, you understand? And he said, I am, and just raised him from the dead, and he jumped up and ran off.
My Lord.
That's our Savior. That's our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you got time. Well, if you don't, go home. I'm going to tell it anyway. This is being led of the Spirit. And then to be led of the Spirit, you're going to have to edify yourself. And then you have to get over here in that 13th chapter. If you're led of the Spirit, if you study this 13th chapter, you have the manifestations of the Spirit in the 12th chapter, and you come to this 13, it just wipes them out if you're not walking in love. Every one of them. Every one of them. In that 31st verse, covet earnestly the best gifts. Are you doing that? Are you really doing that? Covet manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Covet it. Press for it. I have to have this. I need this to minister to people. No telling where I'm liable to be tomorrow. I need this. I covet these gifts. And there's a person asked my spiritual father, which is the best gift? He said, the one you need at the time. I have a voice. My voice is the voice of victory. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. March 23 through 25, come to the Sacramento Victory Campaign in North Highlands, California. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. July 31 through August 5, don't miss our annual meeting at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. And October 26 through 28, come to the St. Louis Victory Campaign in Sunset Hills, Missouri. Go to kcm.org/events for more information. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org. A mechanic has many tools at his disposal to use in all kinds of ways for all kinds of jobs. Did you know God has given you all the tools necessary to meet the needs you see around you? Dive into Gifts of the Spirit, an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland, and learn how to access and use these powerful gifts from God. Whether there's a need for healing, wisdom, direction, a miracle, the gifts of the Spirit from God will bring His answers into your life. Study all 9 gifts. What do they look like? How do they work? And learn the specific uses of each one. They're intended to benefit the whole body of Christ. And if you're born again, they're already inside you. Find out why Paul said to earnestly desire the best gifts and how you can go after them. Then get yourself in a position to be used and see what God can do through you with the gifts of the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to work through you to build up the body of Christ and impact the world around you. Request your free audio series, The Gifts of the Spirit by Kenneth Copeland, available as a CD set or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 1-800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Jesus is God's gift to the world. The Holy Spirit is God's gift to the church. Before Jesus left this earth, He promised that He would not leave us as orphans with no one to help or guide us. That is why God sent the Holy Spirit, the one who would guide us into the perfect will of God in every area of life. God's gift of the Holy Spirit is promised to every child of God. The way you become a part of God's family is by receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you've not done that, then pray this simple prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I ask Jesus into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. Come into my life, fill me up with your Holy Spirit so that I can follow you and walk with you every day of my life. Thank you that I am now born again. Thank you that I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Lead me and direct me. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. You are now born again into God's family as a joint heir with Jesus. God's filled you with His Holy Spirit, and He's ready to help you walk out the good plan that He has for your life. If you prayed that prayer with me and want to learn more about your new life in God's family, KCM has a gift they want to send you for free. It's called the Salvation Package. There's a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and this book will help you understand your new identity as a child of God. There's also chapters in here to help you further study about the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, and how to listen for the Holy Spirit's leading as you go through life. Included in this package are two brochures to help you get started reading your Bible. And as you spend time in God's Word, you'll become familiar with the Holy Spirit's voice as He speaks to you through the Scriptures. Then it becomes easier for you to recognize the Holy Spirit's voice as He leads you through your daily life. To request your salvation package for free, go to kcm.org. Next week, join Brother Copeland as he shares with you the core values of a covenant-minded believer. Until next time, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.